This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NBA trade deadline in the books. No, Anthony Davis was not traded, so we will wait till the craziness in the summer. Jerry Recco is with us this morning. A lot of people asking for Jerry last night, including a buddy of yours who was a part of the security staff.
That Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love
Jeff's
Jeff.
A good dude.
Jeff is an awesome
Jerry's
dude.
Not here. Yes. Jerry's not here. Where's Jerry? How come Jerry's there? Where's Al Dukes? How come Al Dukes is there? Where's Eddie Scazzeri? I don't know. No idea where they are.
I will tell you, my son's been called out of school because he's sick today. I would like to thank my parents for getting home early last night to get him at 6:30. So.
That's not
he
good.
Could stay home today.
Is he still on that? Because I used
nebulizer.
Yeah, I had to use that with my asthma, and that's when things are not good.
What's up?
Gunnar spends his whole entire life on a nebulizer.
Yeah, well aware.
It really stinks.
Yes, it does.
It does stink.
So when an 8-year-old has to do it,
I know it's tough.
Couldn't get to the game. That is true.
So Jerry,
is he taking the albuterol and all that other stuff too?
I don't know what they gave us, but they're little packets that he has to take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jerry, you listened to the broadcast last
night.
You are a play-by-play man. Was it okay?
If you have nothing nice to say, they say don't say anything.
Say nothing at all.
Wait a second, Jerry.
What would I say? I would say for a first time, I'd give you an A.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. For a first time. Yes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you know, because I really thought you were going to struggle big time with it. Having not only, and not because it was your first, but because it was hockey.
Yeah, I know. Well, so did I.
If you were doing basketball, I'm not taking anything away from basketball, football, or baseball. It's different. Hockey's so fast up and down the floor, and you nailed the goal calls.
I was afraid of that. Now, it was the goals that were scored definitely were easier to call than some of the crazy hockey goals that you see. There was a couple opportunities in overtime for both teams where there was a cluster of players in front of the net where somebody could have slapped the puck out of the air. I would have had no idea who it was with all the traffic there. But these were sort of easy to see who had the puck and who shot the puck and the whole deal. So, As Boomer said, I kind of wish there was more goal calls, more opportunities to.
Well, we
to
got
yell
some good stuff though.
But to finish, cool.
I would say if you actually wanted to do it, you could do it.
Wow, I don't know if I want to, but I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, remember there are only Canadian and American names last night for the most part.
Yeah, well, it was Komarov and Filppula, and they were in there.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, those are easy.
Yeah,
get Gerba.
I screwed that one up.
That was funny.
He kept calling him Gerba. I'm like, who the hell is Gerba?
You know, well,
I'm like, oh, Greiba.
Right. Yeah, him,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Schlockenlocken, Farfenugel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he also was out there for a little bit.
Anyway, so we're brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Katina Service Center, first-class service at affordable prices. Let's get to some of those calls. The Islanders did beat the Devils in a shootout 2-1. We'll give you first the Devil goal that put them in front.
Letty through the neutral zone. He is making sure he's onside. Over to Eberle. Eberle in front. But the puck not handled by Nelson, and Anders Lee couldn't find it, so here come the Devils, and here comes Rooney. Rooney with a shot on Greitze. He scores! Above the glove hand, top shelf right corner of the net, and the New Jersey Devils strike first. Kevin Rooney with a sniper shot, 1-0 Devils in the first.
And there you go. Pretty good.
Yeah,
nice start.
Good for you.
Good for you, that's right.
The thing that I will say is the names, I'm surprised I got as many names on the passes. That's the thing that I was surprised about.
You knew the number. I mean, you knew them.
That was the thing, because I was like, I was going to get like one out of every 10 was my goal going in.
Well, I think he got there yesterday at 2 o'clock and started memorizing all the numbers and names.
Yeah, well, it was
whatever it takes.
Started a couple days ago, actually, but... Matt Lachlan is really, really, really good at this, and he told me a bunch of different tips and how to handle it, and so it worked out. So that was a good one.
All right, so the Devils up 1-0. The Islanders come back in the first.
Going back to Brad. Brad with a shot and a save by Greitze. He tries to cover up. The rebound was there but could not be buried home. And now up to Barzal. Barzal wide open with the breakaway. He shoots and scores. A backhand pass, Corey Snyder. A beautiful pass to a streaking wide open Matt Barzal as he comes out of the box and delivers. We are tied at 1 with 6:18 to go in the first period.
I have to tell you, that was a great pass. to Barzell. As you said, he came out of the penalty box, and they hit him right at the blue line.
And so 1-1 at that point. Take it all the way to the third period. It's still 1-1. Time winding down.
As the Devils play it up to Coleman. A turnover. One more opportunity. Bailey over to Barzell. Barzell with the puck. Barzell. Shot. Oh. No! What? Did Schneider make that save?
Oh,
Barzell with the time running out. Throws it at the net. And it looked like it got behind Schneider. But Schneider makes a big save and falls backwards. As time expires in the third period.
Yeah, tied at that point, going to overtime.
That would have been a good goal, right?
Not that great.
Would have, yes.
Yeah.
Shut up, Al.
Oh, God.
In overtime, the Islanders with a chance.
Filppula with a little bit of room. It gets knocked away by Johansson.
Devils
out of the zone.
Devils doing a really good job defensively, staying between their man and their goalie.
Bailey now looks for Filppula, but shoots a wrist shot. And Schneider with another glove save. Man, is he showing up in this game.
And, of course, no one likes good hockey more than Boomer. Very excited, as Greg noted.
And you've got Wood now.
So then we go to the shootout. And we go to the rounds of the shootout where the Islanders would win it.
Josh Bailey moves to his right. Josh Bailey moves in and shoots and scores. Josh Bailey wins the game for the Islanders. Goes up top over the stick side of Corey Schneider. The Devils move over to Schneider, get the puck out of the net, and head off the ice as the Islanders celebrate. Josh Bailey wins it for the New York Islanders in a shootout, 2-1.
And there's your final. Pretty good.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jerry. It was interesting driving back and listening to Bob Uesler play my highlights
fun, right?
In the car. That was a fun thing. So, but seriously, I don't know how, like, the guys who do the three games and four nights and two different sports
sure.
and do the prep.
I've always said that.
My
like
God.
Ian and Kevin Harlan, where they go from football to basketball, they do three, four games a week, and not like their own team, like random teams. It's
sure.
crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Like Kevin Harlan does the CBS on Sunday. He'll do a TNT game on Thursday, and they're all different. It's nuts.
And they're never
Monday
bad.
Night football on
Monday night. Right. Monday, right. Monday night football, too. Right.
And they're never bad. They're always on, and they're always great.
So. Right. Pretty much. Some post game sound. Corey Schneider was annoyed at the lack of defense on the Barzell goal.
This is one of those moments where I just thought that everybody would be here. They're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was not my bad.
They're not.
Here was Thomas Greiss. He thought himself and Bailey, who scored the game winner in the shootout, did a good job, but noticed no support from teammates on the Islanders postgame.
They are selfish, and that show doesn't run without me and you.
That was a bit much. I don't know where these are coming from.
Well, these guys are jerks.
Here's Matt Lachlan, who helped you guys out last night.
Yeah.
He said someone foolishly gives Pete Hoffman and Tom Lugauer like producing credit for the games this season.
You don't hear their names in the title
that's right.
of the show.
Right. Devils, I think that's enough.
I didn't think hockey players were this angry.
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
Amazing.
So, anyhow, so that Boomer and Geo last night at The Rock. Baseball Hall of Famer Frank Robinson passed away from bone cancer at the age of 83. A lot of notes here. He was the AL Manager of the Year with the Orioles in 1989 when he played. Triple Crown winner with the Orioles in 66. 10th on the career home runs list with 586. Only player to win the MVP in both leagues. 61 with the Reds, 66 with the O's, and the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball. He was 83 years old. You got the owner meetings going on in Orlando. Hal Steinbrenner, this is interesting. He was talking, and I can't find video of it anywhere, but he was talking about the fact and was asked about the fact that they're not signing Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, and he took offense to people thinking that he's being cheap. He said it's false. He said he likes the roster right now, but also added if someone suggested they sign someone else, he would seriously take a look at it.
You know, I also saw this article, and the article basically was giving, I guess, kudos to social media types that were criticizing the Yankees for not spending money. So now all of a sudden somebody's out there with an opinion that the Yankees are cheap. And they're giving legitimacy to the criticism,
right.
saying, well, there's people criticizing you. Yeah, well, there's always going to be people criticizing you, right?
Yeah, and who cares?
But
I mean, seriously, if you're the Yankees and someone says you're cheap and this is the way you want to build your roster, who cares? If you're the Yankees, now I think that with the Mets, you should care about what your fan base thinks because a lot of them are turning their backs on you because they're so annoyed about the way you run the team. But the Yankees?
But as Hal Steinbrenner basically said, he also, if you're going to write about, you know, how much we're spending or taking in, let's put it that way.
The expenses,
then you
right?
have to understand what our expenses are. Yeah, and I don't think you realize what it costs to run the New York Yankees, not just player salaries, but also everything else that you have to pay for. I don't know. It's just I think it's just a manufactured story because somebody was looking for an angle.
Also from baseball, JT Realmuto goes from the Marlins to the Phillies for catcher Jorge Alfaro, two pitching prospects, one top type of tier prospect, and international bonus money. Now, here's the other part of that. Multiple reports yesterday came out that say the Marlins, remember they were talking to the Mets and Yankees about a three-way deal. Noah Syndergaard was going to go to the Yankees, and that they wanted either Gary Sanchez or Miguel Andujar from the Yankees. Reports says they wanted both of them, Andujar and Sanchez, and that's why the deal didn't happen. You also had reports said in a direct trade talk with the Mets.
So are you basically saying that the Marlins accepted less from the Phillies than they would have taken.
Significantly less, yeah.
And they would have taken from the Yankees or the Mets.
Yeah, so, and even with the Met thing and their direct talks with them, now it's a division rival, I get it. It says they wanted two of the three, Nimmo, Conforto, Rosario, and they wanted prospects as well. And they end up with Alfaro and a couple of prospects.
What? So what happened there? Is this just like grudge that they had? That they did not want to see him on the Mets? Or did they overplay their hand maybe and thought that they were going to get even more from another team? And as we got close to spring training, they were not. And all these other teams were then out.
I think it's a little of both. Because this is what they ended up with as opposed to what they could have had.
Jeez.
As we're now getting ready for pitchers and catchers. And the Texas Rangers signed Hunter Pence to a minor league contract. NBA, deadline passed Thursday. Anthony Davis is still a member of the Pelicans, and he will play the rest of the season. They play the Timberwolves tonight at home, so that should be an interesting environment for sure. Sixers trade Markel Fultz to the Magic for Jonathan Simmons, a second-round pick this summer, and a protected first-round pick next year. Surprised they got that much for him with the troubles he's had. The Knicks did waive Enes Kanter and Wesley Matthews. Matthews said to be signing with the Pacers.
Enes.
Tonight, the Knicks are in Detroit. Nets take on the Bulls on the Fan at 7:15. Also from basketball, Lakers acquire Mike Muscala from the Clippers for Michael Beasley and Avika Zubac.
No, why? They got rid of Beasley because he got into it with Luke Walton.
Oh, is that true? I didn't see
that. Yeah, you know, now he tried to downplay the whole thing, but right after that story broke, essentially they shipped them across town.
Gone. And meantime, the Lakers were in Boston last night where they got a solid win.
10 seconds to go in the game. Ingram dribbles into the front court. Ingram still dribbling. Ingram to the rim. All the way to the basket. Blocked by Horford. Ball's loose. Grabbed by Rondo for the win. He got it! Rajon Rondo at the buzzer. A follow-away two-pointer. Lakers 129. Celtics 128. Man. It's over!
That is John Ireland on Lakers radio. Rondo, the game winner. LeBron, the triple-double. 28-12-12. And Kyle Kuzma, one of those kids that was rumored in a lot of deals, he had 27. Here was LeBron. The young guys were fine after not being dealt.
I think after the deadline, you know, they was able to kind of just to relax. I know, I think it just played a lot with their minds a little bit.
He says a big win after the Indiana mess.
Yeah, we need a response.
And they certainly responded with a good road.
That had to be a big moment for Rajon Rondo, right? Celtics being his original team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when the game ended and I was checking Twitter, I saw what was trending. I saw Rondo was trending, and I thought it's sad because of his career. I thought, what stupid thing did he do that made him trend? And then I realized he won the game for him. I said, oh, okay, well, that's nice.
And then the other one from LeBron, how good can this club be?
I think if I'm healthy and we're a collective group, and I think we can make a push.
You should have asked them that after the Indiana Pacers game.
That's fair. That's fair. Blazers beat the Spurs 127-118, 30 for C.J. McCollum. Eighth straight triple-double for Russell Westbrook. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 15 assists. Thunder beat the Grizzlies 117-95. Raptors over the Hawks 119-101. Pascal, you say Siakam, I call him Shackham. He had a career-high 33.
Did he?
In that game last night.
Wow.
Yes, he did. And so, yeah, Knicks back in action tonight. So were the Nets on the Fan.
Thank you, Jerry. Let's go to JR in Union, New Jersey. What's happening, JR?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, JR. What's up?
Gio, I thought you did a great job last night.
Thank you, JR.
And, Boomer, I'm 57 like you. I got into hockey in 71, 72. When my friends were arguing who was better, Jacquemin or Villemure.
Right.
Right? Remember that?
Yeah, sure, of course.
And we went to the finals that year, you know?
Yeah, and we didn't win a cup, though.
Well, they're celebrating the 25th anniversary tonight, right?
No, that's exactly right. The question is will Mark Messier cry tonight?
He always cries.
He always does, right? I know, right? I mean, and then we have to cry right along with him.
Hey, would you do me a favor? I love your passion for hockey. You know hockey. If the ratings were good last night, please talk more hockey. We're starved for hockey.
I'm trying. There are a lot of hockey fans. I mean, Al Dukes hates when I talk hockey. You know, JR, he just hates it. He just, like, you know, he's basically checked out the first 40 minutes of the show because we've been talking about the Islanders and the Devils and just hockey in general.
Yeah, he would have really hated that 6:30 to 7 last night.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in the weeds with
that. Was it hockey talk, I hope?
Yeah, oh, it was. We did a little bit on the trade deadline, just mentioned the Knicks, but it was hockey talk right after that.
This blows.
Yeah, you know, I just figured that last night, if you're a Devil fan and you're listening to the radio, you're thinking that it's your Devils pregame show. That's how I was thinking about it. You know,
I personally like the effect because the Devils have been great. We got the Mikey Strong event coming
up.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Which is awesome. You pretty much did a Devil broadcast last night. I'm starting to think that you're going to start bleeding like real red and black because I heard you say this last night.
Rangers suck.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, the fact that you proclaimed that on the fan, awesome.
Man, what happened to you?
That's the effect the Devils have on you. That's a great staff over there.
Jerry, you just crossed the line.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
See, I thought you crossed the line.
They are selfish, and that show doesn't run without me and you. It's Boomer and Geo, right? And then you don't hear their names in the title.
That's right.
Of the show.
That's why you guys don't. That's why you guys don't feel like you have to support a station event. You guys just do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do.
Got it.
Oh God. Yeah. Well,
Rangers suck. 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 Rangers suck.
Boy, Boomer, that's enough.
That's all I heard last night.
Rangers suck. Rangers suck. Rangers suck. Rangers suck.
We love your prospective son-in-law, Matty Martin, but the Rangers, you know, exactly.
Okay. Did they usher you in a private entrance so that you don't have to deal with that?
No. Where the radio booth is like you're right in the middle of the fans.
You're basically on the concourse there.
Right.
Yeah, so you turn around and there's just a bunch of guys holding bottles of beer and little banh mi sandwiches and screaming at you.
So were you where Cangelosi and Danico usually
No.
So where's the radio booth? It's not in the halo?
It's opposite. It's much lower. It's like
It's at that top of the bottom bowl.
Right, of the first section.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, right there. So I did tweet out one picture of it last night. That's exactly where it is on that. So on the other side of where the guys call the TV, it's the backside of the Devil's logo. If you will.
Yeah, it's behind the benches.
There you go.
It's behind the benches, and it's right in front of one of the high-end bars that are on that first concourse right there. So, you know, the more people drink, the more they yell at you.
Yeah. Boomer, can I get 6 pictures? One with all my buddies that showed up? Well, one guy's in the bathroom, so you got to wait for him. But if you don't mind. I mean, it was incredible. But so many listeners of the show. And guy, you will be happy to know that every person that came up was asking about you guys. They did want to know.
Where are those guys?
They care about the entire. They were. Is Al here? Is Al hiding? Is this, you know, anxiety?
Our crew has decided to abandon us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.